Both the Australian Crime Commission and AUSTRAC, the nation's anti-money laundering intelligence agency, have told a Senate inquiry today that there's no direct link between halal certification and Islamic terrorism. The Senate inquiry is looking at third-party certification of organic, kosher and halal food. Anti-halal supporters are unhappy with the evidence given today, arguing that authorities aren't looking hard enough for a link between halal certification and terrorism funding. Will Ockenden reports.
Kiralee Smith is the face of the anti-halal movement. She's the founder and director of Halal Choices and says halal certification is a religious tax that consumers shouldn't have to pay if they don't want to.
Consumers are concerned about animal rights issues, revenue raising for the promotion of Islam, the imposition of Islamic religious rituals without knowledge or consent, as well as the question, where does the money go? It is my sincere hope that this committee will take these genuine concerns of Australian consumers very seriously.
She appeared before the Senate inquiry into third-party certification of food to give supporting evidence about her 200-page written submission.
Australian consumers, myself included, are very frustrated with the lack of choice and information regarding halal certification on their everyday grocery purchases. It's almost impossible to make informed choices as many products are not clearly labelled or the company refuses to give clear and accurate information about halal fees and practices on the items they produce.
In her written submission, Kiralee Smith says there have been proven links in the USA, Canada and France between halal certification organisations, Islamic charities and terrorist organisations. She says that it's therefore reasonable that these links are thoroughly investigated here in Australia. That sentiment is echoed across hundreds of the submissions to the inquiry, so today's hearing in Sydney was an attempt to get to the bottom of those allegations. But while it's a common thread in the anti-halal movement to allege links between certification and terrorist organisations, the intelligence and law enforcement agencies in Australia don't think it's the case. Angela Jamieson is the National Manager of Compliance at AUSTRAC.
Of the information identified from this monitoring of reported financial transactions, none of these have been assessed as related to funding of terrorism with regard to halal certification fees.
AUSTRAC is the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre and is the country's anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing regulator. It monitors the flow of money into and out of the country, flagging suspicious transactions and financial activity. AUSTRAC told the Senate inquiry that it employs about 250 people, 90 who work in intelligence and 13 dedicated to investigating terrorism financing. This is Labor Senator Sam Dastyari questioning AUSTRAC's acting National Manager of Intelligence, Craig Robinson.
You're saying that in the information that you have available to you, there is not a link between what is that funding and the halal certification processes.
That's correct. You got your grab, mate.
I know, it was all for the TV.
Senator Corey Bernardi, who's also on the committee, asked if the reason why AUSTRAC's come up with no evidence was because they're not looking at halal certifiers.
Have you specifically looked at the use of funds by organisations that conduct halal certification?
So the answer to that is no, we're not looking specifically at the use of those funds on the basis that, I guess, a third party outside of AUSTRAC hasn't been able to refer us information that provides that evidence to look at it, and our own detection and monitoring systems of what we know about how terrorism financing occurs has not surfaced that information.
The Australian Crime Commission gave similar evidence to AUSTRAC. The ACC's National Manager of Strategic Intelligence and Strategy is Hamish Hansford.
We have found links between money laundering, terrorism and serious and organised crime, but we haven't found any direct links between halal certification and the funding of terrorism. Since this issue has been highlighted in the press, we've been on a heightened lookout for any links between halal certification in our intelligence holdings, and to date we have not found any direct linkages.
This is the second hearing into the third-party certification of food, and so far no halal certifier has appeared to give evidence. It was unlikely that one would appear today, as today is Eid al-Adha, one of the most sacred days on the Islamic calendar. The World Today has been told that halal certifiers and the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils will be asked to appear at a third hearing in October.
Will Ockenden.